And so today we're going to hear from two innovators. First, we're going to talk about Uber for tractors. Jahil Oliver is founder and CEO of Hello Tractor, and he's working to revolutionize farming practices across Africa. So let's start. Tell us about your business. If Hello Tractor is the answer, what's the question?
Well, most farmers throughout sub-Saharan Africa, but particularly in some of our focus markets, Nigeria, Ghana, face extreme labor constraints, which is counterintuitive to the narrative. When we think about farming in Africa, we think about people in rural communities, we think about toiling away at the land, and there's this underemployment issue in many of these countries. But in fact, in places like Nigeria, due to rapid urbanization, due to aging farm populations, there are actually labor shortages in rural communities available for farming. So we came up with an idea. We developed a smart tractor specifically for these communities. And it's a low-cost machine that can support the farmer throughout the production cycle. Comes with all these cool attachments for irrigation, for tilling, of course, but then for other things like transport of harvest, it can haul up to 3 tons. And what makes it smart, it has a GPS antenna, which allows us with our software to pair the nearest smart tractor in the market with farmers texting for tractor services.
So there's not only, it sounds like there's not only a labor shortage, but there's also a machinery and equipment shortage?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Nigeria alone is one of the least mechanized countries in the world. Traditionally, you know, these large, very expensive machines have been deployed into the market. And essentially, it's too much tractor for the average smallholder farmer. So what we did was we came in with a lower cost machine that was adaptable to a variety of activities to support the farmer throughout the season. So we really like to support ownership of a machine in the market. And we want to make sure that the person who owns that machine is receiving that critical mass of demand from other farmers texting for service to make that ownership decision economical for them, but also to support those farmers who are texting for tractor service to ensure that they have timely access to tractor services.
And what's the productivity gain from calling up this Uber for tractor versus hiring manual labor?
Yeah, so the individual farmer saves about 60% on their costs of labor by hiring the service. If a person pays for their entire plot to be prepared by an individual, it costs about $200 US. But if they pay for this tractor service, it costs around $75. And this number changes depending on where you are in the country. It can go up or it can go down. And then the individual farmer also improves their yields by planting on time, and in some instances, even increasing the land area under cultivation once that labor bottleneck is removed.
Oh, I see. Since it's a labor shortage, then often they don't even take advantage of the land that they have. And so cutting costs dramatically and increasing revenues.
Yeah. I mean, Nigeria has one of the largest inventories of uncultivated farmland on earth, right? And which is crazy when you consider how much food they import on an annual basis. They're one of the largest importers of rice globally. They're the largest importer of winter wheat globally. I mean, they just import everything. And they can actually grow and be a net exporter of food if they took advantage of the arable land within the country. But those, again, you know, David, those labor constraints.
Especially in a developing market where there's no infrastructure or ecosystem that you can count on, you know, the product is just the starting point. This idea of Uber for tractors then leads to developing a tractor, leads to some financing arrangements, leads to, you know, one thing after another. And all of a sudden you're doing 10 things where you thought you could do one.
Absolutely. I tell people all the time, we're having to recreate the farm bill for each of our individual customers. It's insane.